أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان. صدق الله العظيم. سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، سلمان فارسي رضي الله تعالى عنه، was paid by نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم with سيدنا أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه in the pact or the pledge of brotherhood that had taken place when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrah to Madina Munawwara. Sometime later, Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to visit his brother Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and when he comes to the house, he finds that Umme Darda, the wife of Abu Darda, is very shabbily dressed. He asked her, this is probably before the law of hijab and parda was revealed, he asked her the reason for her being so shabbily dressed. So she replied that your brother Abu Darda has no need for me. In other words, his ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exceeded to such an extent. The nights he stands up in tahajjud, the days he fasts, so there is no real marital need that he has for me. And this is the reason why I am shabbily dressed. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu waits for Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come. The two of them meet, and then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu prepared and presented some food for Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Abu Darda, you partake of the food and then I'll also partake. Hazrat Abu Darda said, no, I am fasting. It was the early part of the morning, and Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to eat until Hazrat Abu Darda ate. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to eat. It was a nafil fast. And thereafter, the two of them spend the day together. Night falls. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu sleep in the same place, in the same room. At the early part of the night, Hazrat Abu Darda gets up to perform his tahajjud salat. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells him, my brother, you go back to sleep, it is still early. Again, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after sleeping a while, he gets up. Now again, he wants to perform his tahajjud salat. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, brother, it's still early, go back to sleep. And in the last part of the night, when Hazrat Abu Darda gets up, then Hazrat Salman says, now is the time of tahajjud, let us perform our tahajjud. So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu the following day, that inna li rabbika alayka haqqa, certainly your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a haqq, Allah has a right upon you, and this is what we are discussing, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to fulfill these rights of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa inna li nafsika alayka haqqa, and then your nafs, yourself, your body also has a right upon you, so hence you have to fulfill that right also. And in this aspect, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when we looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he nurtured, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam trained Sahaba, they excelled so much in their ibadat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in more instances than not, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to cut down the ibadat of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one example. The hadith is lengthy. He wanted to make khatam every night of the Quran. He wanted to fast every day, not only in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan, every night one khatam, every day one roza. And in this way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut down for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, what we have to look at is when ourselves, we have a right upon ourselves, then we have to look at the balance between our deen and our dunya also. Between our lives, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, whether we in the masjid, whether we out of the masjid, whether we are doing a justice to ourselves insofar as our akhirat is concerned. Inna Allah la yadlimu nasa shay'a, وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made any zulm upon us. Allah has not oppressed us. Allah has given us a very balanced deen. But in today's time, what we are doing is because of sometimes over-indulgence, excessive indulgence in business activities, in worldly activities, in frivolous activities, in futile activities, it becomes detrimental to our deen, and that makes it detrimental for our akhirat also. So this is one kind of adl and one type of justice that we have to also exercise insofar as our deen is concerned, insofar as our akhirat is concerned. So to be just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be just to fellow beings, and we need to be just to ourselves, and as a matter of fact, we need to be truthful and honest to ourselves also. And then as Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَلِزَوْجِكَ وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ, that your ahl, your family also has a right upon you, and فَأَعْتِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ, give every person, every party this haqq, give every party this right, and then obviously you will be on the sirat-i mustaqim, and you will be now in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the next day, he goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he narrates this entire incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, Sadaqa Salman. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has spoken the truth, and these words more or less we find in the hadith, it is actually the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he narrated to many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he found that these sahaba were trying to exalt themselves. So the point is this, that we have to be just to Allah Rabbul Izzat, fulfill the haqq of Allah Rabbul Izzat, fulfill the haqq of fellow beings, fulfill our own haqq and our own rights, more especially in these days, insofar as our material activities are concerned, as far as our worldly activities are concerned, and we need to strike the balance insofar as our deen is concerned, insofar as our dunya is concerned. Now our deen is a very beautiful deen. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about adl and justice here, but Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Far superseding adl and justice is the concept of ihsan, the concept of doing good for others. In other words, to give more than is due to a person. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon that person, that when that person gives, he gives extra. In other words, he doesn't give exactly what was due to someone, he gives extra. And when he takes, he doesn't seek extra, and he is happy with even less. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon such a person. So on the one hand, there is this concept of justice, and that is the bare minimum. And on the other hand, we will find that the maximum we can go to is ihsan. And in ihsan, there is absolutely no limits. That when we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try our best to do. When we do for people, give them more than is due to themselves, and regarding ourselves, be fair to ourselves and try and do more insofar as akhirat is concerned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about setting up the mizan, setting up this order of justice in the shariat, and this is what Allah Rabbul Izzat requires from us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah.